a tragic incident occurred in South Korea when a massive fire broke out at a factory after several lithium batteries exploded, resulting in the death of at least 22 people. The fire took place at the Aracel plant in Waseong City, located about 45 kilometers south of Seoul. Firefighters faced difficulties as they battled the blaze, with smoke clouds and small explosions hindering their efforts. The factory was responsible for producing lithium batteries, which are widely used in electric vehicles and laptops. According to fire official Kim Jin-young, 18 Chinese, 1 Laotian, and 2 South Korean workers have been confirmed dead, while one body has yet to be identified. There are concerns that another person may still be missing. The bodies were badly burned, making identification a time-consuming process. 8 individuals were also injured, 2 of them seriously, out of the 100 workers present during the fire. The fire started when a series of battery cells exploded, although the cause of the initial explosions remains unclear. The site was initially difficult to access due to fears of additional explosions. Lithium batteries are prone to exploding if damaged or overheated. Once the fire began, it spread rapidly, leaving little time for the workers to escape. Battery materials, such as nickel, are highly flammable, making it challenging to respond quickly compared to fires caused by other materials. Firefighters used dry sand to extinguish the blaze, as lithium fires react intensely with water. It took several hours to bring the fire under control. However, there is still a risk of the fire reigniting due to chemical reactions even after it has been extinguished. The incident highlights the dangers associated with lithium batteries and the need for strict safety measures in their production and handling. South Korea, being a leading producer of lithium batteries, will likely review its safety protocols and regulations in light of this tragic event. The country's expertise in battery production makes it crucial to ensure the safety of workers and prevent similar incidents from occurring in the future.